off is now here.
App switcher. One close, what's app? What's app?
Hi.
Hey. Did you hear both of those messages?
I only heard the one, because my phone died.
Oh, that was crazy. Because you should have heard the one I've sent. I was in, at the end I cried. I sent it to you, Chris, Jurgen, Christian, Justin, Jenna. I'm about to give up. So, I don't know what your idea is.
I mean...
No, because they said, has she been exposed?
You said there might be a way to block it?
There might be, but you have your volume so high, I don't know if it's going to be...
Any difference?
Trying. I mean, I was going to set you up with VB cable.
What's that?
Set it up like it's like virtual audio cable, but it's simpler. You only would have to have one team talk instance up here, and then Sonia and them can listen on their Alexa devices to the different stations.
Well, that's stupid.
But it would be simpler because you wouldn't have to ask them to mute. All you have to do is tab to the team talk window. And then hit Control M and I'll tab back to studio.
Yeah, but then, but they wouldn't be able to come up either.
Yes, they would.
Oh.
Yeah, they would. You wouldn't have to tell them to mute. All you'd have to do is tell them to, you know, to just mute the master volume so you wouldn't have to hear them while you're on air.
Right. I remember, I think Alonzo did that once for his show.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to do in the first place. But I don't know if we should get Chris up here.
Having to I mean, you can try messaging Chris and tell him to come up here and tell him we're up here and we can see what we can do.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Siri. Text the DJ Fergie chat group.
What do you want to say to DJ Fergie's radio chat group?
Hey, Chris, can you get up here? Aaron and I have an idea that should work.
Sending. Hey, Chris, can you get up here? Aaron and I have an idea that should work.
Or maybe get Kevin up here, too.
Yeah. Well, I put it in the chat so he sees it. I've on that last message, I told Nikki that if this don't work, then I would gladly leave on my terms. Because the rest of the managers are wanting to let me go. Because I think I remember Alonzo did that once. He muted his master... What do you call it? Master volume? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was with him on Teen Talk once when he did it. And when he did that... I was listening on my... He was streaming it. But when he was streaming it, he had the master volume muted, and then I was able to hear him in real time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. He did that before I started with the mix.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that a long time ago. Damn it. I was going to suggest that the very first day I started with Worlds. But I didn't get the damn chance because everybody was just coming at me at once. Nikki was coming at me. James was coming at me. I didn't get a chance.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's going to fix your speech leaking problem. That's the whole thing of it. Like, it should. But the I don't have my volume all the way up, so I wouldn't know. I could turn my volume all the way up and see if it works.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last time Alonza did it. Because while he was talking,
up here.
No,
he's cool. I like him.
I don't even talk to him anymore. I'm sorry. I can't be friends with him.
Why?
Because he hurt me. What he? DJ Mary, microphone, voice message, dot, envelope, two, and red messages. It's personal, kind of hard to explain, but I guess when we met on Clubhouse, I started to be friends with him, and then the feelings got neutral, and things were starting to progress, and we were almost like we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then he couldn't handle the problems I was having, like the mental health problems, the sleep apnea shit. He couldn't handle any of it. And he ditched me without telling me, without saying, I'm sorry, Danielle, but I don't, it's not going to work out. He just ditched me without a trace. And
I don't think Alonzo would do that. I mean, I believe you, but I don't think he would do. I know Alonzo for years.
I know, but he did that
way back.
He did that to me because Chantel, the other girl he usually hangs out with, she told me herself. She told me when I was in a group with her and Sam, and I can't remember his name. Last name. Yeah. Yep. She told me right in front of him. Because they used to do this weird group, puppies or something. Like some weird.
She calls everybody puppies.
Yeah. I know. I was one of them. But when I found out what Alonza said about me and to her, she told me. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to lead the puppies group. She goes, okay. So I finally left and just never looked back. Deleted his number, too. He didn't want nothing to do with me. Because he did the same thing to Riley too.
I think he would help in a radio station aspect. I don't think he'd be a total different jerk. I don't think he'd be totally jerk.
To me, he would, because he hated me.
He doesn't hate you. I talk about you all the time, and he says great, great things about you.
No, he didn't. Did he?
He does. I have it recorded. My things are auto recorded.
Then how come he never asked about me?
He just couldn't deal with all the mental shit. I can't deal with it either.
Then.
Why didn't he say anything? He didn't want to hurt you.
Right. I didn't care. I thought we would just be good friends anyway, with me and him, but I couldn't.
I don't know. I mean, he would be the best person to ask advice on because he does shows all the time on Team Talk.
Yeah, I remember when he said his headphones leaked really bad because when he was streaming it, I heard his voice through the headphones, even though it was through the streaming.
Yeah.
No, Okay. Did you see that?
I guess not.
And your phone died? you have it on charger?
Yeah, it's in my fanny pack on the charger, yeah.
Oh, well then.
I did a lot of walking today, so I'm just gonna try to relax.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I don't know what he said. I heard your phone go off, but it locked before it could read it all.
I don't know why it does that. Hang on.
Let me see what he said. Hold on. Let me see what
he said.
Excuse me.
I knew that
too. Tired. Oh, happy days. I got that song stuck in my head.
Yeah, right after I read the messages, I cried for about 5 minutes. Maybe 2 minutes. Then I went to wipe my tears, and then I cried again. I just couldn't stop. It was that bad.
That's going to happen, period, because the mail is so slow, comma, that getting a new headset by tomorrow is next to impossible, because I don't know, for apartments, like, my dad's old apartment used to be where you walk right outside, and it's, like, outside, or if you have to walk through a building to get the packages, so, I don't know, I mean, I don't know if she's able to walk to where the packages are to get the packages by herself. And her brother's coming sometime tomorrow, but I don't know when. So, I don't know what to do. I mean, I had an idea to noise compress the shit out of her microphone. But I don't know if that's going to work either.
I was going to, the mail was... That, those headphones were going to be delivered at the office, and I thought Samantha was going to bring it over, but I asked her when are they coming, and she said sometime this afternoon.
Wait, but I don't know when. Wait, you walk over to the office by yourself?
No, the office is about 5 or 10 minutes away from me.
Oh, so she has to bring them. Package over there. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you call her right now and see if the package is there? See if she can bring it over?
Hang on. Hold on. Okay. I didn't catch that, but...
Okay, then, Christopher Duffley.
What did he say?
He said compressing the microphone, we don't want that. And I'm like, but we do want that because we want to decrease the background.
There was something else you said, the AP something cable. You said virtual something cable.
VB cable, but I don't think that will help. I mean, we could try it, but I would like Chris to be up here when we do try it. Because he can, if it doesn't work, he can set your devices back right away. So,
yeah. Why don't you tell him that? Messages. Christopher sent DJ Christopher Radio Chat Group.
press things, it will teach you to level stuff out. It's not very aggressively at all.
We tried that.
Tried it. Well, call your person and see if the package is there.
She texted me and said, texted me earlier and said that, she texted me earlier and said she didn't know when it was supposed to come. She thought it was supposed to come like around 10 p.m., but I'm like, that's, wow, that's crazy. So...
Well, I guess text her. Well, if you get it Monday, it'll be good.
Yeah, but then it would take a long time to set up the app, install the freaking app.
No, it won't.
That wouldn't. But, yeah, you're right. But then you and Chris wouldn't be able to do it.
I'd be around.
He's probably busy Monday. Yeah.
I would be around. I'd make time.
Yeah, because cause my staff is with me from 11 to 3. And as soon as we get here, we got to go straight to the office, get my checks, go to the bank, cash the check. If the headphones come in, we'll grab them, come back home, open them, and then plug them in, and then, I don't know, let me see. Hey Siri, call Samantha.
Calling Samantha, mobile, power on, Bluetooth pairing,
and three notifications.
Oh, please.
Hello.
Hey Samantha, do you know when those headphones are supposed to be delivered to you before the office is closed?
I have them.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yep.
Do you know when you're gonna come and get my food out?
I'll be over in a bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Woohoo! The headphones are here. She's gonna bring them. Woo! Yay! She's bringing the headphones.
I do not feel good at all.
Uh-oh.
I don't feel good.
Uh-oh.
My throat is really sore, and I feel kind of congested, kind of.
How did you get... Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
How'd you get...
I don't know.
How'd you get... That's
I
weird.
Have no idea. I just know I've been coughing my head off for almost a week. I don't know that much.
Well, Aaron, can you text in the group and tell Chris that my headphones they're going to bring him over in a minute?
My
She's
mom and
got
dad
the headphones. They're bringing
Well, I don't know when in a minute, but sometime. I have to have her open the box for me, because I don't know how to... Some boxes...
Mm-hmm.
...are hard to open
sometimes.
Yeah, they
are. Yep. They're hard to figure out, though.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I opened a corn dog box a little while ago.
Well,
it was hard to get the tape off because it was taped shut.
Yeah, the box that had my cords in, I couldn't get the.
It was probably taped shut.
Yeah, as soon as I took the package, I mean, Yeah, I couldn't get the package. I got them out of the package, but then I couldn't get the piece of tape, the wrapping, off of the cardboards that they were in. But and my neighbor across the hall had to use her scissors because I couldn't get it.
Yeah, my mom and dad went to go to Raleigh, but I didn't even know they had left. I didn't even know they had left. They didn't tell me they were going. Nope. I just texted my mom like an hour ago and said, "Where are you?" And she said, "On the way to Raleigh." And then she told me where food was.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, Aaron, as soon as we get these headphones set up, I'm going to go on to my station for like an hour and try and do some playing and play around
yeah,
with
breaking
it.
Stuff. Just call me when you get them. And I'll come back up.
Okay. I'll just stay up here until...